From the KTUO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has released its final plan to increase the population of Cook Inlet's beluga whales and get them off the endangered species list. Biologists estimate there are now about 340 belugas in Cook Inlet, down from more than 1,000 in the 1980s. Researchers think the population dropped steeply in the 1990s because of unregulated subsistence hunting. But the whales haven't bounced back since hunting was curtailed in 1999. Mandy McGeera of NOAA Fisheries says nobody knows why.
There is no clear explanation and no obvious single threat that is preventing this population's recovery. It's likely that it's a combination of multiple factors.
The recovery plan lists 10 potential threats, which should be limited, including noise from human activity in the inlet. But Bruce Dale, with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says the plan's goals are either too vague or too difficult to measure, making it nearly impossible to get belugas off of the endangered species list.
And when you have them unnecessarily on the list, then other activities in the inlet are going to be restricted unnecessarily.
Activities like oil and gas development, coastal development, or commercial and recreational fishing. But the environmental group Cook Inlet Keeper says the plan doesn't go far enough, arguing that the fact that no one knows what's causing the decline is reason for more caution. They would like to see restrictions placed on industry activities that could be affecting the species. The recovery plan itself does not include any new regulations. Instead, federal agencies must take the plan into account when permitting activities in the inlet. There's been more turnover at the top of Juneau's daily newspaper. Publisher Rustin Burton has left the Juneau Empire after nearly 4 years at the helm, according to a brief article posted Wednesday afternoon on the newspaper's website. His departure follows the managing editor and two reporters in recent weeks. Top editor Charles Westmoreland left at the end of December after 5 years at the paper, and reporters Lisa Fu and Sam DeGrave also left at the end of last month. The Juneau Empire article gave no reason for the publisher's departure. Article said he'd left to take an unspecified job in the Midwest. Burton said he was on a family vacation and declined further comment. Deputy editor Emily Russo Miller has been serving as interim managing editor since Christmas Eve. A new COPS reporter started work this week. The article quoted Burton as saying he was grateful for the opportunity of the Empire. Juneau Empire is owned by Georgia-based Morris Communications. The article said Kenai-based group publisher Dee Dee McKenzie will serve as publisher in the interim. In the U.S. House on Tuesday, Republicans started the new year with an awkward lurch. They proposed to weaken the Office of Congressional Ethics. Then they abandoned that effort after they were flooded with angry phone calls, and President-elect Donald Trump took to Twitter to question their priorities. Not everyone agrees with the House majority, should have backed down. Alaska Congressman Don Young is among those who want the Ethics Office reined in. This is KTUO Juneau.